It's time for From the Short Grass with Trey Schaap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Short Grass is brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. Blackman Auctions. For over 80 years, better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Short Grass, here is your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Schaap. I have to tell you, I've been looking for ways to gain a little extra yardage on my tee shots, specifically with the driver. Try to get a little bit further down the fairway off the tee. Add some distance to my swing. I've looked into a lot of different gimmicks and gadgets and tools, and one that got sent to me not too long ago is called Ripstick. You can find them on the web at rypstick.com. Rip Golf is the manufacturer of the Ripstick. And you might ask, what is the Ripstick? Is it like a golf club? Well, kind of. It has a shaft, it's got a grip and everything, but it's more for speed training. And you can gain major speed training with the use of your phone when you order the full lineup of Ripstick. You get the Ripstick training package, which includes a Ripstick and a Rip radar that will tell you automatic feedback as to how fast you are swinging the golf club. Now, the key is the Ripstick. It has interchangeable weights that you put in the end of the stick, and it helps you gain more distance on your swing. You start slowly and increase the weights, if you will, and you get automatic feedback as well. It makes a nice little whistle sound when you swing it correctly. It also has counterweights in the end of the shaft up above the grip. You can take that out if you would like. It comes with a nice little head cover, so you can throw it in the golf bag and use it as you warm up or as you use it every day. You need to maintain that swing thought, that swing pattern, and the Ripstick helps you do that. I want you to go online. Go to rypstick.com. Look at the Ripstick. See if it might be something you want to use. It's being used by over 100 tour players right now. 5 of the world's top 10 long drive professionals use the Ripstick, and also over 1,000 teaching professionals have used the Ripstick as well. But I'm going to tell you, you get one stick, 4 weight combinations, no tools required. You get auditory feedback. There's a counterweight option, a free training app. It's available in your driver length, and the price is only $199. It's better than anything out there. 3 interchangeable 30-gram weights come with it, a 60-gram counterweight. You have 4 different shaft options, and it's simple to slide in and slide out the weights that you can adjust on the end of the Ripstick. All-in-one speed training system. It's called the Ripstick. I hope you check it out. Coming up on this edition of From the Short Grass, I sit down with the wife of a PGA Tour pro, Jennifer Day. Glenn Day, now on the PGA Champions Tour, but he cut his teeth on the PGA Tour, and Jennifer Day has been right there by his side every step of the way. I think you're going to enjoy my sit-down interview with her. That's coming up in just a matter of minutes. But first, I need to tell you about Blackman Auctions. Since 1938, better auctions have been Blackman Auctions. Find them on the web, blackmanauctions.com. Find out one of their upcoming auctions and see if that's one that you might want to attend. What do you do then? You show up. Blackman Auctions, one of our great sponsors of From the Short Grass. We're back after this. Stay with us.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels, on the web at bphotels.com.
This is Thomas Blackman of Blackman Auctions. You all know by now I'm not a good golfer, but my son loves the game and he and I have been playing more. I've got my score down to, I've quit playing a scramble on every hole, I'm using the bunker rake much less than I used to, and a lot of the time I hit my drives past the women's tee box. All of my success in golf can directly be tied to me listening to From the Short Grass. Without it, I would not be the golfer I am today. Trey, you owe me $20 for that. Trey knows golf, I know auctions. Come see us at BlackmanAuctions.com. Since 1938, better auctions are Blackman Auctions.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass. I am Trey Schaap. The life of a tour pro is a difficult one. Weeks upon weeks, living out of a suitcase in a hotel, hoping that you're going to make the cut and make some money. Well, what is it like for the wives of tour players? You're about to find out. On the tee, Jennifer Day.
Jennifer, thanks for joining me on From the Short Grass. You're looking great, and you must be loving life. You've got two kids out of the house now. You just have to deal with Glenn all the time.
And a new grandbaby. So
how about that?
It is a good day at the Day household.
Pardon the pun.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring you on because I think the life of a PGA Tour wife is a difficult one. And Glenn was on the PGA Tour for a long time. Now he's on PGA Tour Champions. Let's go back to the very beginning when you first met Glenn.
It was Burns Park.
Yep.
I had just graduated from high school. Glenn had just graduated from college at Oklahoma.
You were a little too young to be dating a guy like that,
well,
right?
We didn't start dating right then, but he came. I thought he was really cute. He couldn't afford a golf cart, so I gave him a free cart all week. He won the tournament, and 35 years later, here we are. He says it's the most expensive golf cart he's ever been given. I said it's the best investment I ever made. So, but yeah, we met at Burns Park in 1988.
How about that? The Arkansas Open at Burns Park that's played in September, mostly, sometimes October of every year. Your maiden name, Ralston, I mean, that's a name that is known across the state of Arkansas and across the United States in golf with
yes.
your dad, Bob,
yes.
Steve. I mean, just a great golfing family.
Yeah, Glenn and I go, you know, all the time, and people still come up and talk about my dad, which mm-hmm. is special.
I know it is, and he's a guy that I've been told, and maybe I'm off base here, but if he had it between the ears, he could have been really good. His swing was phenomenal.
Oh, Glenn and Dr. Rotella say if my dad had had Glenn's mind game, he would have, you know, who knows what he would have done.
Mm-hmm.
And Glenn, you know, Glenn says, if I could have Bob's swing and he could have my mind, we would just be unstoppable.
So, you played golf growing up.
I did play golf growing up. I played golf my freshman year at Ouachita. And then Glenn and I started dating after my freshman year. So I transferred to UALR to be closer to the airport. But yeah, I enjoyed golf. I still enjoy, you know, hitting balls with Glenn sometimes. You know, our girls play a little bit, so.
When you go to the course now, it's to watch Glenn.
Yes.
And I know being a tour wife, it's tough. As we talked, I brought it up a little bit earlier, but I want to dive into that now. When he first decided that he wanted to try and make it on the tour, it wasn't the PGA Tour automatically. I mean, he had to go and play overseas, European Tour for a long time.
Right. He played in Asia. And then when we started dating, he had just gotten his European Tour card. So he was over there for 3 years. And, you know, that was awesome. But then we were ready to have, we had gotten married. We were ready to start a family. and just traveling over there at the time with a baby would have just been really hard. And so I actually found out I was pregnant the day before the first day of tour school, and I just couldn't keep it. I was like, he was like, okay, well, I'm just going to do my very best. I said, absolutely, but we're going to have a baby in July. And he was like, what? And so, you know, that he says now, you know, or at the time that, yes, that was a lot of stress, but he also thought, I've got to buckle down and do this because I don't want to go back to Europe and Jennifer and the baby be, you know, at home more. So, yeah, I mean, we started in 94 on the PGA Tour, and we had no clue what we were doing. We had never done the web.com, you know, nationwide, whatever, you know, you want to call it, Corn Ferry Tour now. So we didn't know a whole lot of people. The only people we knew at our first event was Vijay and Ardita Singh and Mia and Jasper Parnevik. Those were the only people we knew because they had come over as rookies from the European Tour with us.
Isn't that something, though?
Yeah.
And now you know a whole bunch of people.
The tornado that went through on the 31st, we had friends and family, or friends from all over the world, because we were on a four-week break, that were checking in on us. You know, we're a small family out here, mostly on the Champions Tour now. It's like you walk through and it's everybody's hugging, and mostly now that we're back together for 4 weeks, it's just like we're a family.
Mm-hmm. Like a traveling circus.
We are a traveling circus.
It seems to me like it's a little more relaxed as well, not just from the players, but the tournament setup as well, too, because these are guys that have already achieved. They've already won the big bucks on the PGA Tour. They're not trying to live paycheck to paycheck like some are on the PGA Tour, right?
Yes and no. You know, the money is so much bigger on the PGA Tour. Like, Glenn won Hilton Head, and I think he won like $359,000.
Matt Fitzpatrick won $3.9 million.
I mean, that's like,
well, 4 days of work.
Yeah. But that is what Glenn made. That's a third of what he made in his career on the PGA Tour. So, yes, the Champions Tour is like the icing on the cake, or the icing of your career. But it's also, these guys are good out here.
They are.
And they are here to win.
Do you think maybe if Glenn would have waited a couple of more years, like 5 or 10, that he could have started to get in on that Tiger money? I know he got in on some of it, but man, what Tiger Woods did for the game of golf and the purses on the PGA Tour was something.
Yeah. You know, I'm happy with how our career has been. You know, we've had some great opportunities. We have had great experiences. Our kids have gone and done things that are just amazing. So we have been very blessed with the life the PGA Tour and golf in general has given us.
I want to go back to when he won Harbortown there at Hilton Head in South Carolina. I was working at Channel 4 at the time as a sports photographer, and I remember going to the Little Rock Airport when he flew back in on a King Air. Not a Learjet, not a Gulfstream, a King Air after he had won that tournament. What was that? Him winning that tournament like for the Day household?
Well, it's funny because there had been times when he was like leading or one shot out of the lead. And so on Sunday morning, the girls and I would get up and fly to the event, you know, if we hadn't been there, or if we were there, you know, they went to daycare, you know, as traveling with the tour. And, but there would be this change of clothes for them to have their matching dresses and bows. And it's kind of funny because Glenn and I had probably one of our biggest fights that week.
Oh, boy.
On Thursday morning. And he was like 4 over par. And I remember thinking, dude, it doesn't matter if I'm coming to Hilton Head or not, because you're going to be coming home tomorrow afternoon. And then he ended up winning the golf tournament. But that Sunday, I, you know, the girls and I went to church. We came home. We had lunch at Frankie's. And pulled it up on the computer, and it was like, oh my gosh, she's doing pretty good. But, you know, he had teed off so early that day, and it just kept getting better and better, and the leaders were just making the turn when he finished.
Mm-hmm.
And so he called, and he goes, I know I'm going to miss by one. I'm like, maybe not. Let's stay positive. You know, you never know what's going to happen. And it kind of got windy. And then the next thing we know, he's in a playoff. So it was definitely not how I thought our first and only win on the PGA Tour. You know, you always hope you're there and the kids are running out to their dad and all that stuff. But it was a great day. It was a great memory. You know, immediately friends were like, okay, we've got to have a party. So, you know, we had dinner and everybody was at the airport that day and he flew in. And our girls were little. You know, they were like maybe 5 and 6, yeah, something like that. And all they had ever wanted was a trophy. And when he got off that airplane and there was no trophy, they were no longer impressed.
They didn't understand that they gave out a jacket at that place.
Yeah, yeah. But the trophy was sent
right
to us later. And as soon as that trophy wasn't on that airplane, they were over the party. They just wanted to go to McDonald's and get ice cream. And so Glenn still talks about that day. They were like, where's the trophy?
So what was it like when the trophy finally arrived at the house with the girls?
Oh, we kept explaining to them that UPS would be bringing the trophy. And so it was like a daily watch for the UPS truck. And it showed up a couple of weeks later. And they were very excited when that UPS box showed up.
Oh, I bet they were. Watching, like you said, you look at the computer early in the morning to kind of see where he is. Nowadays, you can watch on a computer every single shot.
I can watch on my phone.
That too.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. When we first started dating, and he was on the European tour, I would call Bob Wisner with the Sentinel Record in Hot Springs, because I grew up in Hot Springs, and he would go on the AP wire and help me try to find out what Glenn had shot that day, because we couldn't afford for him to call me, and we only talked like 2 or 3 times a week, so he definitely wouldn't call me Thursday or mm-hmm. afternoon when he finished, because he'd wait to call on Friday if he made the cut or not. And so, you know, now when he's in Europe for a tournament or the British Open, I can watch every shot. So it's just crazy how technology has changed golf for a wife.
Speaking of calling, when I call his cell phone and he doesn't answer, if this is my wife, I love you. If this is anybody else with this number, leave a message and I'll get back to you when I can.
Glenn and I have a great relationship and we love each other.
I can tell.
There's definitely days I want to kill him. You know,
as in any marriage, yeah, probably.
Yeah. But we're a great team. And it's worked for 32 years.
And it started with you giving him a golf cart for a week for free.
Absolutely.
If anybody else would have walked up, you'd have probably charged him double, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. my Uncle Steve would have wanted me to,
for sure. Of course he would have. Yeah. What was it like working for him?
Well, I really only helped
during the
Open. Arkansas Open. He was just short-staffed and he needed someone. And I was leaving for my freshman year of college. I, you know, had grown up working in the pro shop. And so, and my Uncle Steve was always very generous to me. And so I knew that that money would get me through a semester of college. Sure. And so I just helped that 1 week, five or six days. And then that was it.
But the Ralston family name, Jennifer, let's go back to that for a second, because when you say Ralston in the state of Arkansas, it means a lot. I mean, that name carries a lot of weight around the golf world and community inside the state of Arkansas.
Yes. I was very blessed for my dad and my uncles and my brothers. My brothers do a lot for golf in Arkansas and my uncles, but yeah, we're a golf family, like the Jenkins, you know, and we're great friends with the Jenkins. But you know, that's one thing my dad always prided himself on, was he may have had a temper on the golf course, but he also had the integrity, and you know, he would be the first to call a rules violation on himself.
I've seen his temper at times.
I've seen his temper before.
Yeah. I kind of stay back out of the way during it. I remember sometimes competing, and luckily I'm younger, so I didn't have to compete directly against him when the PGA pros would play the amateurs, the Arkansas State Golf Association, which I'm not going to bring up that record right here because the pros always tell me we're good teachers, aren't we?
That's true.
And I always say, yeah, you are good teachers.
My mom and I would always say, why can't y'all ever win? Y'all are the ones that taught these people this. You know,
it's because they're good teachers.
They're good teachers.
Is it tough, though, for you watching Glenn, let's say, hit a bad shot or something when he struggles on the course?
It's not tough for me. It's like a mom watching their child do a sport. You know, you just want them to do their very best, and you know they're trying so hard. And just like this week, I'm really excited because this is really probably the first week this year that physically, after his surgery in November, that he should be playing golf. You know, he's played 3 weeks, but it was a struggle. And so anxious a little bit this week that, you know, he's going to be able to do it. He's, you know, he's felt really good. He's working out really good with his trainer. But I just want him to do the best. You know, whatever his best is, that's what I hope for.
When I had him on from the short grass several episodes ago, might have been easily, I know it's a year ago probably, I asked him about the all day. And did that offend him, upset him, or anything?
And no.
It doesn't. But for you, does it offend you?
No. And it's kind of a joke. You know, sometimes, like, if I'm cooking dinner and he's like, really? Or I'm like, you take a long time to play golf. You can wait for me to get the salad ready. You know? So, and I mean, there's times on the golf course I'm like, you got to speed it up. I mean, and he just doesn't see it. And
Mama's got to go shopping after the round.
Mama's got plans, or I've got friends. We're meeting in the clubhouse. But no, it doesn't. I mean, our license plates say all day. You know, his golf ball says all day. It's just Mr. Nicholas kind of started that. And at the time, he was slow. You know, and there's still days he's slow. But if our name had been Smith, they wouldn't have been calling him All Smith, you know. So it's just, it just happens with our name, so it's okay.
You bring up the last name Smith. I remember Tommy Smith on the show with no name was doing a contest one day, and he was asking listeners, if you can get the most famous person to call in, you're going to win something. I can't remember what it was. You probably do. I know that Annette Fisher had her son Derek Fisher call in, and at the time that was the leader. Until you had Jack Nicklaus call into the morning show. How did you pull that off?
Well, I was actually going down to be on the show for a day for charity. And, I mean, I listen, you know, to the radio in the morning. I rarely, when I'm home, listen to XM radio because I like to, you know, listen to local. And so they were talking about that, and I thought, well, I'm all about a good game, you know. And so I thought, so who should I call? And so I called Glenn and I said, okay, there's this contest. I don't care if I win, but I want to win. I don't care if I win the tickets, but I want to win. And he goes, okay, what? And I said, could you call Mr. Nicholas and have him call in? And he was like, well, just call Miss Nicholas. I'm like, no, you call Mr. Nicholas, please. And he was like, okay. And so he called and explained, and he was like, okay. So he called in, and I won.
I think I remember Tommy Smith saying, okay, let's go to this call. It says who this is, but I'm not sure. And he goes, is this Mr. He goes, yes, this is Jack Nicklaus. He was floored, Jennifer, floored.
Well, you got to, you know, you got to pull out the big guns.
And you won.
I won.
I mean, that's got to be like the biggest gun outside of a president, probably.
Yeah. It was fun. I mean, you know, it when he retired last year, I think they played that a couple of times. And he would play it every once in a while because friends would say, oh, my gosh, they just played where Mr. Nicholas called Tommy Smith. I'm like, yeah. And that was years ago and years
so
ago.
So many years ago. Yeah. It was so fun, too. Being a wife of a tour player, and as you said, when Glenn first got on the PGA Tour, you guys didn't know a whole lot of people. Vijay Singh, Jesper Parnevik, and their two wives.
Yes.
You became a hub for wives on the PGA Tour, did you not?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, some of the girls joke that I have a very diverse group of friends out here. I just get along with everybody, and I want everyone to be included. And so, you know, when there's not a wives event planned for the week, and I say, hey, let's get together for lunch, I invite everybody. I don't just invite this clique or that clique. So I just like to include everyone.
Mm-hmm. Favorite golf course you've ever played or ever walked on following Glen Day?
I love Pebble Beach. I just enjoy that. But I like this one this week because we're going to play good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's wherever we're playing good. That's the one I like.
That's the one you like. All right. Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, three other people that you could play a round of golf with. I think I know one of the answers. Who are the other two?
We're going to have a sixsome. My dad, my Uncle Steve's, my Uncle Joe, my brothers, England, and I.
That'd be a good group.
Yeah.
Be a real good group.
Yep.
Jennifer, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Traveling to Fayetteville to watch a game? Forgot to book a room for the night? Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group has you covered. Stay where the fans stay. Staybridge Suites is just south of Baum Walker Stadium and is an all-suite hotel within walking distance of Baum Walker, Bud Walton, and Razorback Stadium. Or you could stay at the Comfort Inn and Suites with newly remodeled rooms throughout the entire property. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels.
This is Thomas Blackman of Blackman Auctions. When you call Blackman Auctions to sell your assets, you begin a multi-point plan to get the highest value possible. Each auction takes 30 to 45 days of planning and strategic marketing for your real estate, your equipment, and your assets. You've worked hard for your property, and it deserves more than a sign in the yard or a post on the internet. Sometimes marketing is more than just a commercial with a great-sounding spokesman. Call me. Let me come up with a plan to tell your story and turn your assets into money. Since 1938, better auctions are Blackman Auctions.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass. I am Trey Schaap. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group. Matthew Allen, Blair Allen, the Allen brothers, they know how to manage hotel properties. When you need a place to stay overnight, I want you to check out bphotels.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group. There you will find their full list of hotel properties that they manage and one that might just be suitable for you. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, one of our great sponsors of From the Short Grass. If you missed the beginning of the show, check out Ripstick Golf, Rip Golf, if you will, or go online to rypstick.com. There you will find the Ripstick. I've had one sent to me. I'm going to try this out. I'm going to give you my results. I'll tell you exactly how I'm doing, how I'm progressing, trying to gain a little extra distance off the tee. Hopefully this Ripstick will be exactly what I need and it will help me out and I will be able to give you some of the feedback. Everything that I've heard about it has been nothing but fantastic. And we're going to try and get representative with Ripstick on the podcast sometime in the near future. Now that the weather has finally turned, the grass is getting greener, your golf course is looking better, but it takes you caring for the golf course that you play to help it look the way it does. I remind you to follow the superintendent's signs that they put out every day. If they say 90 degrees, go 90 degrees. If they let you drive all over the course, drive all over the course. But if they ask you to stay on the path, stay on the path. And sometimes it's only on certain holes, but also fill in your divots. When you take a divot, take some sand with you if you can't get off the path and they have them on the golf carts and fill in your divots. It will help your golf course get back to the shape that you want to see it in. You want to play a nice looking golf course. Your fellow golfers do as well. And remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the short grass.
You've been listening to From the Short Grass, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network.